You need to forget what you learned yesterday. You need to, it's like I'm telling you, like Groundhog Day. Forget what you learned yesterday. It's a whole new day today. We're starting from scratch. And forget what you learned about the shitas of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. Three lines from the bottom. There's a big period there. It says Tanan. We learn in the Mishnah that Hasam over there, it's in Megillah. Kolak Sherem Likos as Megillah. Everyone can read a Megillah. It's not a problem. Chutz, except for these people. Mecheresh, the Cheresh, the one who can neither, who cannot hear, ostensibly can speak, otherwise he'll be reading nothing, obviously, right? So this is the Cheresh Shamadaber Ve'en Oshomea. And Ashota is someone who doesn't have his mental faculties with him properly. It's not that he's stupid, it's that he's insane. Yeah, it's a big difference. No. It means someone. No, it doesn't mean that.
It's not mentally retarded?
It's not retarded. No. Shota's not retarded. Chazal give lots of descriptions of Shota. It basically means, I mean, obviously, retarded could be a subset of this, but it means someone who doesn't understand the consequences of his actions. Chazal describe it as things like, you give him something of value, he destroys it. Or like, he sleeps in a graveyard. Like, he doesn't understand, he doesn't chop, like how the world works. And he doesn't understand consequences of actions. That's what a Shota is. A Shota is a crazy person. I mean, it could well be that someone else with mental faculties, like a severely retarded person, would also break things of value because they don't understand what they are. But that's not the point. It's not a, Shota isn't a measure of IQ. It's a measure of like living in reality and understanding in reality. In other words, is not my sister-in-law with Down syndrome is not a Shota. Not a Shota. No way. She's a Shota. She might be putzer many mitzvahs. She doesn't understand them. But she's not a Shota. She has das and whatever she does understand, she can do, and she's chayvin for sure. For sure. The problem with these people, the Cheresh, the Shota, and the third person, the Katan, is all three lack das. Das means you don't really understand it. You don't understand. I will sum it up. After years of thinking about it, I'll define das as not understanding the real far-reaching consequences of your actions.
That's das.
It's not. There are other times das is in different contexts, but in the context of not having das and therefore not being chayav mitzvahs, the point is you don't really get it. Like my son today, my other son, was telling me about how. I forgot what happened. He's actually running the street and about. Oh, he said, "Oh, you know, yeah, a car can run you over, then you'll be dead. But don't worry, if you're dead, I'll kiss you better." You understand? Like that's someone who lacks das. They don't get it. They just don't get it. Do you understand? They don't get it. And that's das. So good. When they're 10 years old, they don't get it. They get it, but still don't get it as much. They don't understand the consequences. So a Shota has no das, doesn't really get it. And so in the Cheresh also, the normal Cheresh is a person who neither hears nor speaks. And if you can't hear, like no info can get inside there, so you consider them no das. Helen Keller had das. Different topic, different time. But Pashtus, I mean, maybe, I wouldn't be surprised if someone would argue me, but Pashtus she does to me. And English is a Cheresh. Okay. And anyone today with sign language said it would have das. And the third category is the katan. The katan is a child. Again, no das. So these people cannot be kore the kriyashma. It's to be kore Megillah. And Rabbi Yehuda is machshir a katan. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. A katan, if he reads your Megillah, you'll be yotzi. Okay. So now,
a katan, does that not mean someone's under bar mitzvah?
Right. That's what it means.
So someone can be under bar mitzvah and have das.
Well, there is. We'll get there in a minute. We'll see.
How can a Cheresh read Megillah?
Because this is obviously a Cheresh and the Davar Veiner Shema. Must be. In case you didn't notice, children, as I just said, like as they get older, they get more and more and more understanding of consequences. Like, for example, I don't get into it now, but a child from 12 years. First of all, there's the moving sliding scale of the age of Chinuch, the Gila Chinuch. So they don't understand something, right? But even by the time they're a year before Bar Mitzvah, we have a din of like onus nedarim, for example. They can make a neder, and their neder can be chal if they understand what they're doing. That's the measurements. And children, obviously, it's not a miracle that, you know, 12 years, 364 days old, they don't get anything, and then they wake up the next morning, and ta-da, they get everything. It's a gradual sliding scale, obviously. So a child has some level of understanding, and this obviously is enough to be motzi for Megillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the question is going to be, who is the Tana Kama who's talking about? Because it says, Man Tana, who is the Tana that said, Cheresh, that the Cheresh di Eved Nami Lo. That even B'di Eved, a Cheresh who read the Megillah, is still not Yotzi. Now, Yes, this is exactly as before. We're defining the Torah's conception of articulation. We're saying here, if you say something with your lips, but your ears don't hear it, is that considered to be articulation? That's the three of focus. We learned it yesterday, but like I told you, forget that. We're starting from scratch.
Why are we throwing it out?
Why are we throwing it out? The Gemara only reads, well, the sugya clearly is ignoring what we saw before. Why did that way? I don't know.
When we say the same thing, if someone says something in a language they don't understand, is that the same as they say it and they don't
know? No, I'm not talking about articulation. And the English word articulation means, I don't know, it means that. We're defining what it means to be medaber, to speak. And that's not a word in understanding. It's a void of hearing. It's to utter the words, but we're questioning if you utter the words but you didn't hear them, is that considered to have uttered them at all? Is that like an integral part of it or not? That's the focus. So, here we go. Man Tana Cheresh Di'eved Nami Lo. Who is the Tana who holds that even B'di'eved, Cheresh, says Megillah is not Yotzi? Now, again, we don't know anything from our Mishnah, from the Sugi yesterday. We're starting from scratch. Amr of Masa, I got an idea. It's Rabbi Yossi. He must be Rabbi Yossi. How do you know? This none, because I know a Mishnah, and half of the Mishnah we learned on this very page. It says, a Koreshma, if one reads the Shema, Yishmila Azno, but he doesn't hear with his own ears, Yatza, he's Yotzi, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi, Amer Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, you're not Yotzi. So Rabbi Yossi's learning, and he's understanding Rabbi Yossi to mean even b'di'evid, not yotzi. So here's the man, just like the Cheresh reads Megillah, not yotzi, even b'di'evid. So to require Kriya Shema, you're not yotzi, even b'di'evid. Fine. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. Umamind Rabbi Yossi, who says? How come you're pushing the corner? Say must Rabbi Yossi, not the pshat. That is the one who holds b'di'evid nami lo. That even post facto b'di'evid, not yotzi. Dilma, that's not the pshat. Maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the one who holds that the Cheresh can't read Megillah is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, in the Mishnah had said, which was said a second ago, that you shouldn't do it, but you are Yotzi. Just said Yotzi. It didn't say you shouldn't do it. But Yotzi, what he means L'charchili, you shouldn't do it. L'charchili hudlo. However, Hadi Evid Shalpi Dam, but Bidi Evid, if you did it, you're Yotzi. Now, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita in our Mishnah by Shema, when he said Yatzei, only meant Bidi Evid, and so too the Cheresh, when he said he shouldn't do it, he meant only L'Chagila, but really he holds Bidi Evid to be Yotzi. Now, Lo Sagadai Tach, wait a second, that's not going to work. The Katani Cheresh Dumi the Shota. Didn't we just say that in the sentence we have three people in the same bucket? We have a Cheresh, a shota, and a katan, right? Now, if the cheria is dumi the shota of a katan, if the cheresh belongs in the same category of the shota and katan, everyone knows for sure they're not chayv mitzvahs at all. Ma shota of a katan di evad nami lo. Everyone knows if you're a minor or you're deranged, so you're not yoti mitzvahs, you're not chayv mitzvahs. Av cheresh di evad nami lo, it's got to be the same thing. It's a list of three things. So he's part of the bucket, just like they aren't Yotzi B'di'evid, Cheresh shouldn't be any different. And therefore, if you're going to say that B'di'evid, even a Cheresh is an Yotzi, so you can't say this is Rabbi Yehuda who hold that only the Chachil, you shouldn't do what B'di'evid, you could be Yotzi. That's not going to work. Right? Okay, so you're back now to Rabbi Yossi. Wait a second. Gemara says, V'dilma HaKadisa V'HaKadisa. Who says? You have made the presupposition that when you have a list of three things, Cheresh, Yotzi, V'Katan, and they see you're not Yotzi, it's all for the same reason. But who said? Maybe this. Two buckets. Hakad the Isa, these guys have their halachas. Hakad the Isa, these guys have those halachas. Right, who's that? Now, so that would mean, now we defended once again, that could be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds the chachili, you shouldn't do it, b'di'evid yotzi. That applies for Kriyishma, that applies for Cheresh. And when they said Cheresh can't do it, he meant only the chachila, but b'di'evid not. And he didn't bunch them together with the shot and the katan. They even b'di'evid not yotzi, even though it says, even it doesn't differentiate in the Mishnah, but that's what he meant. So that means what? We're saying it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakama of the Mishnah, which said the Cheresh can't read it. And he meant only L'chachila B'di'evid, yes. But wait a second. Umim Latzis L'ukmik Rabbi Yehuda. Do you really think you can tell me that the Mishnah we said about the Cheresh Shot of Akat and Megillah to be Rabbi Yehuda? Wait a second. Look at it again. I'm telling you now, look at it again. It says, Hakok Sherim Likros Hasim Megillah, Chutz Mecheresh Shot of Akat. And then it said, and Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir Akat. There's Rabbi Yehuda saying Akat could. So there's no way you can say the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is in the Seifa arguing with the Tanakama. That's not going to work. So, again, we didn't think it through. We'll see. We're going to answer it. So wait a second. See, Umim Matis La'ukma Rabbi Yehuda. Are you trying to tell me you can actually think that the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda who said the Cheresh is not Yotzi, but only talking about Lecharchila. Va Midikatani Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bakatan. As Rabbi Yehuda pipes up and argues with Tana Kama, Mechlal, you can see from there, the Reish loved Rabbi Yehuda, he, so obviously you can see that the first part is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Dilma Kula Rabbi Yehuda, he, maybe the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, it's one long soliloquy, he's saying everything, and it's Trey Gavne Katan. There are two kinds of Katan. When he said the first part of the Reish, I said it's not Yot, that's Katan of subcategory A. And when he said the katan could be Yotza, it's katan of subcategory B. Oh, you'll ask, but it doesn't say that. So don't worry. But there's missing words. This is what it should have said. So now we're rereading the Mishnah to make all the words be there that we want to be there. Hakol ksherin likros es Megillah. Everyone can read the Megillah. Chutz mecheresh shota v'katan. The Madavar Murim says the new revised Mishnah. When does that apply? That's b'katan shel gil chinuch. That's a katan who's too young to reach chinuch. Rashi learns gil chinuch is the same measurement as by Yom Kippur, i.e. 9 or 10. Tosos, and everyone else is basically like, huh? Like, what? Why are you doing that? Because elsewhere throughout Kol Tzarkul, we have gil chinuch means the kid is old enough to understand whatever it is you're talking about. It'll be different ages. I mean, it's more, you know, at 3 years old or whatever, 5 years old, 6 years old, they're old enough to understand sleeping in a sukkah, you know, and they don't say ima ima. And at 3 years old, they're old enough to understand we don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. And like, I don't know, there's different ranges for different things. And, you know, at 6 or 7, they go learn Talmud Torah. Like, everything's different. So let it be, everyone asks on Rashi, let it be whatever age it is that people understand Megillah, and like whatever it'll be, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 11, who cares? Why Dafka 9 or 10? Okay, that's Rashi. Either way, so now we're going to say there's two categories. The Katan Shigil Achinuch, Achiluch Achiluch Kasher, he who has reached of age to understand what's going on with Megillah, let's call it 11 years old, I'm making that up, or 10 years old, according to Rashi, whatever it is. So then, even Lecharchila, he'll be kosher. He can say even Lecharchila, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, now we're squeezing the words that we had at the end of our, the safe of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir when it comes to a katan. Aye, what kind of katan? A katan who is higil chinuch. End of the chsur mechsur reread of the Mishnah. So now what we've got here, just keep track here. We've re-established it through Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which means Rabbi Yehuda holds in Kriya Shema, now also by Megillah, b'di'evit in, your yotzi b'di'evit, however l'charchila lo, you should do it l'charchila. Neither read Kriya Shema if you can't hear, nor read Megillah if you can't hear. Cheresh. Can't hear. Now, and then, and we had Rabbi Yossi will be the one who holds that even b'di'evit you're not yotzi. Which means you have no one who holds l'charchila, you should say Shema if you couldn't hear it, or say Megillah if you can't hear it. No one's saying l'charchila, it's okay, right? Okay, uh-oh. Now, b'mayo kimta, what's pshat? You say this is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's, and his shita is b'di'evit in l'charchila lo, and he holds that b'di'evit you are yotzi, but l'charchila no. Elaha, uh-oh, what about this? The Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Bray, Reb Shimon, Ben Pazi, said, Acheresh ha-medaber ve'eno shamea. Acheresh, who can speak, but he can't hear, Torim l'charchila. He is allowed to take truma, even l'charchila, i.e. he won't hear the bracha, but he could do it. So he says a bracha, he won't hear it. So that's, like, this Tana holds no problem. And that's a Durabanan. Megillah is a Durabanan. We're all in the same boat here. So you see there's obviously another Tana who holds that articulation doesn't include hearing it at all. It's not, it's a non-issue.
What do you think about someone like this? You're saying someone who had hearing before and they lost it?
Right.
Because otherwise there's no way they could say that.
That's a Helen Keller. But yeah, okay, fine. But yes, Bonagid. Yes. The point is that they can't hear now, but that's all that's important. Even if the hearing problem is only, you know, for one day, because they went to a music concert, the problem is, or they're wearing body combs in their ear right now, earplugs. It's all the same. The point is, we're saying articulation is defined as whether, if that you, the question is, does it need to be heard? This Tana holds, it's not a problem. The Tana of the Trumas one is saying, it doesn't matter. If you can't hear a bracha, so what? You said a bracha. Mechatez, you have to hear it. Torah l'charchila. But the problem is, we have no Tana to fill the shoes of that Braisa. Oh, that's a mission, actually. That mission Trumas. Again, forget what we learned yesterday, right? Because we know the answer already. We've seen this one coming. We're in Groundhog Day mode. So, what are you going to do with that? Money. Who says that? Lo Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Rabbi Yossi. And not Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, you see, the Gemara is like being quite verbose here. I think the reason why is because it's doing like, it's equivalent to drawing the chalkboard, keep, you know, so you keep track of the cheshbon. Quite unusual, but it's quite a convoluted sugya, right? Because it speaks it out. And we see many times the same pattern throughout the sugya. If it's Rabbi Yehuda shita was di evid in, you're yotze b'di evid, however, lachachila, no, you can't do lachachila. And that's not him. He says lachachila, you could be Torah. And Rabbi Yosi, if you'd say that, that would never work. Because he holds di evid namilo, you're never Yosi. And therefore, Elamai, who could possibly say you can make a bracha and not hear it, l'charchila, and that's no big deal. We have no one to fill those shoes. So, new. So, Elamai, so it's Rabbi Yehuda, v'filo l'charchila nami. Elamai, what are you going to try to say? It's Rabbi Yehuda, v'filo l'charchila nami? You can't say that. You're gonna, you want to waffle back. You want to put Rabbi Yehuda back to being that the one who says even the chafila. That'll never work because we've got, I didn't say that well. I'm sorry. Elamai. So what are you gonna say? So maybe you're gonna recant, take a step back, and say, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said it, and he actually never held. We put those words into his mouth that he held that only b'diavad yirot, but not the chafila. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, afil l'charchila nami, even l'charchila, you could go and be Torem, and you could say Kriya Shema, and you could, say Megillah, and that's what he meant by Yotzi, the whole way through. He meant l'charchila Yotzi. And there are two extremes now. Rabbi Yehuda saying l'charchila is no problem, and Rabbi Yosef saying b'di eved is no problem. And you can read all three of these sources, both in Truma, as well as Brachas and Kriya Shema, and also in Megillah, that no one holds that b'di'evet in l'chachilah. We never saw it explicitly anywhere that we're talking about only b'di'evets. So, that's how we're going to resolve it, right? Uh-oh, problem. El Hadatani, we have another braisa which says explicitly, lo yivarach adam birchas amazim belibo. A person should make birchas amazim in his heart. Remember that means, Rashi there, Rashi here. It means you can't say it so softly that you can't hear it, but you are moving your lips. Belibo here means with your lips, but not hearing it. So that says, don't do it. That means, l'charchila, no. V'im beirach, but if you did, yatza. But that's b'di'evid, yes. So I have an explicit case here. There's a Tana floating around who holds, when it comes to hearing things and speaking things, articulation, b'di'evid, in l'charchila, lo. So now you're definitely stuck. Because now I've explicitly seen, we have a shikla, b'di'evid, so we had a l'chachila, you can be Torem. So we have that. We have now a braisa here of b'di'eved, you are Yotzi, so, but l'chachila, no. And the Kriya Shema, the lo yatza, we're going to be forced to say of Yotzi, is that one heel, not Yotzi, even b'di'eved. So now, one second. Now we have a problem. We need three names to fill in three slots here. We have three shitas floating around. So money, who could possibly say, if you rejected Rabbi Yehuda and said he was l'chachila, it's okay. So who could be the one who says only b'di'eved, it's okay? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yosi. Again, we'll speak it out, Rabbi Yehuda. If he says Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second, ha'amar afil l'chachila. We're holding it, he says you could do it l'chachila. Nami or Yotzi. Vi Rabbi Yosi, if he says Rabbi Yosi, we already said, ha'amar afil b'di'eved nami lo. Even b'di'eved, you're not Yotzi. So who could it be? La'olam, I have a solution for you. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds. Vafilu l'chachila nami. Rabbi Yehuda holds that. We're not moving from him. Rabbi Yehuda holds that l'chachila, you can be Torem, and say Kriya Shema, and say Megillah, and be Yotzi, no problem. What's the middle case here? Velo kasha, you have any kasha? Hadi deva hadi rabbe. Rabbi Yehuda is floating around with, you know, playing with both sides of the fence. When he talks about his own shita, sometimes he's speaking about himself. He says l'charchila, it's no problem. Don't worry about it. Articulation doesn't include hearing. But sometimes he's speaking in the, well, my rabbi told me, and his rabbi, Elazar ben Azariah, we'll see in a second, and we saw it yesterday also, is the one who holds that l'charchila, you shouldn't do the b'di'evid yotzi. This Sanya, as we've seen in Brisa explicitly, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There's Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hakore esh Shema, if one reads Shema, Sarich Sheyashmila Ozno, you need to hear it. Shenemar Shema Yisrael. Now, Tzarech here is going to end the meaning, L'charchila, only. Rameer says, wait a second, Rei Omer. The pasuk goes on to say, "Asher Nochi Mitzavacha Hayom Al Levavecha." What I'm commanding you today should be on your heart, and that's the imperative. That's the operative issue. Achar Kavanas Lev Hanin Hadavarim. What really matters is what goes on inside your little heart, inside your mind, so to speak, and not out of your mouth. And therefore, Reb Meir is the one who's going to say articulation is l'chachilin. Well, I shouldn't say that. So there you have Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who's speaking out, saying, unlike Reb Meir, that l'chachilin you shouldn't do, but b'di avid you're yolti. So now we're going to have the table's going to be set like this. Reb Yehuda holds l'chachilin, no problem. Reb Yehuda's Rebbe, Elazar ben Azariah, holds b'di avid it's not a problem, but l'chachilin you shouldn't do it. And Reb Yossi holds it's always a problem, even b'di avid you're not yolti. So we say, hash to aslahachi. Once you've come this far, and you've already brought Reb Meir into the picture, so now, why do you want to make Rabbi Yehuda argue with this Rabbi? Let them be on the same page. Let them both agree that l'chachila you should hear but b'di'avad yotzi. And the person who's the super makel that says even l'chachila no problem is Reb Meir. A fila tema that Rabbi Yehuda kibrabeis farle, hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi, I b'di'avad in l'chachila lo, v'lo kasha, that's no problem. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the one who holds the middle situation about only l'chachila but not b'di'avad being a problem, that's Rabbi Yehuda and also his Rabbi. And ha, the one who holds l'chachila, it's no problem from the outset, that's Rabbi Meir. Fine. So, and that will solve it. And the maskana, as we now leave off the sugi here, is identical to how we left yesterday. We're saying that Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that it's mutter l'chachila. We're going to say for now that Rabbi Yehuda is we can say, we weren't forced to say, but we can say Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who explicitly said that b'di avad in l'chachila lo, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds, no, even b'di avad, you're not yolti. Fine. Now, why to do it twice? I don't know. Strange Gemara. Now, I'm really not sure what more we learn out of this sugya. I don't know. Now, either way, Amrav Chesta, Amrav Shila, bottom line is Halacha Krabi Yehuda. The Halacha is like Krabi Yehuda, Sha'amar Meshum Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who said in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, i.e., who held that the Eved in the Chachilo, and the Halacha Krabi Yehuda, the Halacha Krabi Yehuda also. See, like he said like a ostensibly redundant statements. He said the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, he said the name is Rav, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a little weird, right? But the Gemara says, Vatzricha, no, Yitaka need to have said both those things. Both that the Halacha follows him according to Rav, and also according to him. Why? If you would have just said, quote, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, end quote, you would think, Havamina feel l'charchila? You'd hold Rabbi Yehuda held. Because remember, we only said, once you've come so far as Rabbi Meir into the picture, we might as well have Rabbi Yehuda be on the same page as Elazar ben Azariah, and that Rabbi Meir be the one who's the makel. But not necessarily. We could also equally read that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said, l'charchila, it's mutter, not a problem. So if you would just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, you might come to think, it means l'charchila, it's no problem. Which is not true. Therefore, spoke out, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha is like his Rav, meaning that they hold the same thing, and therefore it's the middle case, the case of the Evin l'charchila lo. So then fine, so say it the other way. Just mention, say the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah and forget Rabbi Yehuda. What are you there for? Problem is, so Kamash Malan, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shama Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Now, Ve'im Ashma Inan, and if you'd say the other way around, the halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shama Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and that's all he said, and you didn't mention the halacha is also like Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Mina, I would have thought that the word Sarich, if you look up about directly from the word Tzarich on this line of the Gemara, up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. You're in the middle of that Braisa. And the Braisa read, you see the word Tzarich there, 7 lines up directly over this Tzarich basically. It says, Amar Yehuda Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah, HaKore Shema, when one reads Shema, Tzarich Shiyashmi LaOzno. He needs to hear what he's saying. So you might think that what Tzarich means, Tzarich means you need to say it, and there is no such thing as B'di'avad being Yotzi. You might think that was the shita of Elazar ben Azariah, that he holds like what we call the Rabbi Yossi shita. So it would come out, you could read that the braisa above as Reb Meir is saying l'charchila no problem, goes after kavanas aleiv, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah is saying even b'di'avad you're not yotzi. That's how you could read it. So therefore, and tzarich meant dafi, you gotta, you must. So ein lo takana, there's no way out of it. Kamash malan, therefore you see halach Rabbi Yehuda. Also, so there, Kamash Malan, we had to say Halacha Krabi Yehuda. So by saying that redundant statement, we've nailed it down without any further possible confusion that with all these things, articulation is l'charchila, you should hear it. That's for Shema, that's for brachas, that's for mitzvahs derabbanan of Megillah. But b'di eved, you'll be yoltzi with Shema, halach l'maisa, with Megillah, and with brachas, and that's the din. That is the din. Fine? Now, the din is l'charchila, you should, but b'di eved, you'll yoltzi, don't. Fine. Now, yeah, well, I guess we'll read a little more before I stop the tape here. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, listen, machlokus per kriya shma. The whole machlokus about if you need to hear what you're saying, that only exists by kriya shma. In other words, we're re-dredging up what I just nailed down, the Gemara nailed it down, and I'm saying, unlike what I just said, Allah lamaisa, it's everything. He says, wait a second, why not just limit it to kriya shma? And that's what the machlokus. Of b'shar mitzvahs, but when it comes to other mitzvahs, divrei hakol lo yatsa. Ironically, Shema is the most makel. But by other mitzvahs, as long as you, even if you didn't hear it, if you didn't hear it, you're not yotzi even b'di'evit, more machmir, other mitzvahs. Why should that be? Because the Torah says elsewhere, the chsiv, haskes u'shma Yisrael. Haskes means you gotta get it. You can't just hear it, you gotta get it. I don't know, like, pay attention. So, that's not a Shema reference per se. That's a mitzvah, that's a talking about in general, observing the Torah. You have to get it, you have to hear what you're saying. So that he suggests that you have to now, except for Shema, which is the most makel, you have to hear, because it's a Shema, and Kavanah Zalei, the whole business here, but Alevavacha, but elsewhere it should be more makel, more machmir, and you're not yotz unless you actually hear the words. So wait a second, Meisvei, that is just not tenable. Because it says, we see this brayso before, we see it again here. Lo yivarch adam birchas amazon, belibo. A person should not say birchas amazon and not hear what he's saying. Vein berach yatza. But if he does, he's yotze b'di'evit. Ha ha. So you see what? You see, obviously, someone holds the chachila you should hear, b'di'evit yotze, unlike what Rav Yosef suggests. And that's not talking about creation, that's talking about birchas amazon. Ella, so we back it off. Itmar, listen, if Rav Yosef said anything, I'm not sure he did, but if he did, Hachi Itmar, this is what he must have said. Amar Rav Yosef, Machlokas be Kriyashma. The Machlokas only exists by Kriyashma because it says there, Dechsif Shema Yisrael, that you have to hear it. Therefore, you dock, you have to hear it. And it's Machlokas if you don't hear it. However, Aval Bashar Mitzvahs, Divrei Akol Yatze, everyone else agrees by everything else, but the Evid will be Yotze. If he said anything, that's what he said. Now, wait a second. Baksiv haskes u'shma Yisrael. The Torah said, you got to pay attention. You have to hear the words. You have to get it. So how could it be that everywhere else, if you don't get it, you're okay? Maybe haskes means you got to get it in your ears. So the Gemara says, no. Haskes is how b'divrei Torah ksiv. That was referring to divrei Torah in general. Two pshatim here. The pashat pshat is that you have to hear what you're saying when you learn. And it's actually a big machlokas. Finally enough, it's a big machlokas if you learn and don't say what you're learning, and it's got a din of Talmud Torah. Okay? It's a big machlokas. Not so pashut. So haskes means you got to hear what you're saying. Secondly, by the way, there's a drush we'll see on the Psalm of Gimel, on the base, that's like the penultimate. Haskes is like, pay attention. Okay, get it. So the penultimate daf here on Psalm of Gimel on base, it's going to say, we're going to get drush on haskes, that it says haskases, like make yourself crushed over learning Torah, you got to kill yourself for learning Torah. So we'll darshan again. That's another pause what it refers to here. Either way, the bottom line is, regardless of Yosef popping up over here, the halacha is, by all three things, if there are three things, the derais of Shema, which is unique perhaps, other deraises like Birchas Hamazon and Derabbanans, all the same thing. You should hear, but b'di'evid l'mahal chamaisa, if you didn't hear it, you are Yotzi. Fine.